producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
What are you saying about what's going on today in your life? 7 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, where Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and I, along with Rich McFadden, have conversations about what's going on in the world, so you'll have a picture in your mind about what's happening, and maybe you'll have an opinion or a thought like we do. For example, I find this to be good news. Some may agree, some may disagree. There's a switch of policy in the military, so that now new military mothers are going to get 12 weeks of maternity leave. This is a family-friendly way to attract more women into the military, which the Pentagon says we need to do. Who agrees that we need more women in the military? Raise your hands, please.
We need more women in everything. Everything.
We just need more qualified candidates.
More qualified, and women are more qualified than men.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that we need the best candidates and the most qualified, and I think we need to throw out the window about we need 12 women and 12 men and 4 black people and 4 white people and 4 Hispanics. I mean, it's like, give me the best of the best. You're sending, you're putting your life at risk. You're protecting our country. Give me the best people. Forget what they have in their trousers. Do women wear trousers?
Okay. Forget what they have in their trousers.
It does. It drives me nuts.
Write that down. All right, so that takes care of the women going into the service. So now let's talk about men. Did you know that there are approximately 107 baby boys born for every 100 baby girls? So why are there more girls
worldwide
than there are boys? The reason is that boy babies are 25% more likely to die in infancy because girl babies are stronger and healthier than boy babies.
Huh.
So why the heck would that be? I'm wondering. Why are boy? I don't have an answer to the question. I'm just asking because I'm sort of in a rhetorical way trying to figure out why it is that girls are healthier. We can see it now in the millennials, how things are changing. The roles for the sexes are changing. I've said for years and years and years that I'd rather work with women than men. They're better at most everything that needs to be done sales-wise in a business that I'm in, which is mostly sales one way or another, more efficient.
It's such a blanket statement, though. It's so passe for you to say that.
Why is it passe?
Women are better at everything.
Are you kidding? Passe that you look around you and see what's going on. Where women in politics, women in business, ministry.
The way you put it is
I'm being sexist.
There are no good men in anything. I only want women to work with me.
There you are again.
And it's a lot.
There you go again, Richie. Right. What did Ronald Reagan say?
There you go again.
There you go again.
Yeah.
Right, well, you know, it is from a purely nature standpoint, you survival need women thing. From survival of the species. Mm-hmm. You need more women than you need men.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about it.
Why?
Because men would never be able to have a baby. They'd be like, oh, it hurts.
Yeah, exactly. Because women have the babies. You know, women have one baby at a time, but one man can be a dad to a lot of different babies.
Really?
So you need more women than men for survival of the species.
Women are this conversation actually sort of offends me. Because the more we have this conversation, the more it seems like I don't have the same opportunities as everybody else. And so,
sure you do. You have people like Doug Steffen saying that you should be hired instead of everybody else just because you're a female.
But he's pandering.
I've known Doug a long time.
You're pandering. That's what I feel. I have always felt that way. You're just making
fun. I've known Doug a long time.
All right. Average height today for a man is 5'9". Average weight for a man is 190 pounds. Average height for men in 1960 was 5'8". The average weight was 166. Look at how that's changed.
Wow.
Men have a life expectancy of 64 years. around the world, whereas women have a life expectancy of 68 years around the world.
Why do men die before their wives?
Because they want to.
Kidding.
Yeah, married to you. Woo. The most common cause of death for men.
Now you'll see your husband.
Yeah. Is the most common cause for death for men, heart disease.
Suicide.
Most common cause for women, heart disease.
And you know why women live longer from a nature standpoint?
Why is that?
Because women are needed as the grandmas to help with child keeping.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The average age of the first heart attack for a man is 66 years old.
Wow.
Men have a higher death rate for all of the 15 leading causes of death, with the exception of Alzheimer's. 5 times more women die of Alzheimer's than men. I did not know that, but maybe because they are living longer, and Alzheimer's doesn't usually creep in.
Yeah. Until you want to forget all of your crap.
Probably.
Really?
But why did I marry this guy? I'll just forget about it.
I think one of my grandfathers died. One at 42, one at 70, I guess.
Really?
And then both of my grandmothers lived well into their 80s and died of dementia.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Well, but that's a modern disease, but it's brought about by us living longer, in part. It's also brought about by what we are eating, what we're exposed to in the atmosphere, all kinds of things. But you can't counter it. I'm going to go back to CeraScan next month to have my brain examined again,
great.
I did 5 or 6 years ago, to get an update on it and what's going on and how it's, whether I still have a concern, because I had a concern when I went there 5, 6 years ago.
You were really upset about it.
I was for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I remember you wouldn't say anything, and I said, Doug, what's wrong with you? I know there's something wrong. And you said, how did you know? And it was obvious. You were really buzzed.
To them, I was on, by this time, I should have been on my way out.
So let me ask you, when you go back,
why are you going back?
Right.
You're wrong. Why are you going back?
I wanted to, I actually want to get with the doctor who's there to get a routine going, if you will. There's a health regimen and a supplement regimen that Fred Grover, who's the doctor involved in this, has put together and gotten quite a bit of attention, international attention, for how well it's worked with people that might have the tendency. If you get on this routine, this regimen, you will have much less of a chance. But little things like frying.
Now that you have the first imaging done,
right.
You go get a second imaging, you can mark progress. Or,
and if it's exactly the same as it was before, then they'll have to say, well, maybe we're right about that. If it's progressed a little, then we got to think about it. But the only thing I'm forgetting are last names. Look at every once in a while, I'll say on the air, I don't remember that person's last name. And so I ask somebody about it. I have 4 or 5 different doctors that I consult with all the time, including the 3 that are on the air here with me. And Ken brought out a study when I was with him in his office last month and said, you know, you get to this age, and this is how much of your brain cells are gone.
Right.
And you get to that age, and this is how much of your brain cells are gone. And so then I started looking into it. Remember earlier this week I was talking, Jennifer, about we're told we're using 10% of the equivalent capacity of our brain. But then some scientists have found that we have like a trillion more cells in our brain that nobody has ever found before.
Something
and we can use
about.
It.
And we're so overwhelmed with stuff every day. I hate when I can't find a word or can't find someone's last name. And it happens to me a lot, too. I'm not necessarily old. It just happens because you're...
All day long.
You aren't necessarily old? You are not.
I'm not necessarily old. I mean, I'm not necessarily young. But, you know, in my 30s, I shouldn't be forgetting things.
Richie and I are middle-aged, and Roberta, you're young.
Thank you.
I consider people say to me, I'm in the last third of my life. Depends on how you're measuring it. I'm not easy. I don't give in easy on things like that because I don't want to mentally or physically. And I think that's where it is. If you don't have a mental or a physical attitude that puts you at the end of the road, then that's not where you are. It's very much a part of what's in your mind as to how your body responds to it. It really is. All right, let's talk about your body a little bit more. This is the thing that has, I think, marked
where I am in my own health, and much of it is due to Meredith and how clean we eat when we're together. No added sugars. She became sort of a food Nazi. She went to a seminar this past year. But you know what? A lot of great stuff came out of it. Things that we were doing before that we thought, okay, a little of this and a little of that. No. No added sugars. No processed food. That's the way to better health. So when you need to add a boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, without the things that come from coffee or those red monster drinks or whatever they call that caffeine, you reach for Super Beets. Do what I do. Do what Rich does. Do what Jennifer does. I'm not saying Roberta does it because, I don't know, did you get your Super Beets? I always hesitate.
Yes, I did get my Super Beets. I want some more because I love them.
I know you do, Roberta. Yeah, I know you do. Super Beets are all organic. You'll get the benefits of 3 whole beets in just 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste that you get if you're just going to eat the beets themselves. The secret is in the dietary nitrates in the beets. Your body converts them into nitric oxide. That's a miracle molecule that opens your arteries up, gets blood to your brain, to your muscles. 800-655-4183. Remember, it's all about the blood and getting the blood to your body. To keep you healthy, you need to feed your body, and that's what you'll do with Super Beets. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power. Power.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RG Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
OT $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Song actually. This is the anniversary of the day the music died. So with that in mind, we have some of the music from the people that were involved in that accident, including Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, J.P. Richardson, and some of the ancillary songs that pay tribute to them. Certainly this is considered one of the biggest, if not the biggest, Buddy Holly record. This guy is 29 years old, and his whole career, for those of you who don't know the story, they were performing in Texas. They were moving to their next venue and took a plane, and the plane didn't make it. And so Richie Valens died, J.P. Richardson died, Buddy Holly died. I think, isn't the story that Willie Nelson was in, or there's some country performer
Didn't go in the plane, gave up.
Yeah,
the
right, exactly, yeah. All right, Richie Valens and La Bamba, biggest song he ever had, as we pay tribute to those who died on the day the music died. Crank it up there, Kara. For those of you, and you notice I didn't say us, those of you who are into a rather silly portrayal of the Hispanic influence on our society. Whenever there's something silly going on, somebody always cranks this up. Isn't there a newer version? Didn't Los Lonely Boys do a version of this?
It was from the movie La Bamba with Richie, you know, the Richie Valens story that was out,
right.
I think, during the 80s. But
yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so crank it up again. Can you translate this? You know Spanish. No, seriously, I want to know if anybody ever translated the words from this.
Of course they have. La Bamba. Translation, are you ready?
Yeah, ready.
Let's see. To dance the bamba, one needs a bit of grace. A bit of grace for me, for you. Now come on, come on, now come on, come on. For you I'll be, for you I'll be, for you I'll be. I'm not a sailor, I'm not a sailor. I'm a captain, I'm a captain, I'm a captain. Bamba, 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 bamba.
That's pretty boring.
To dance the bamba, one needs a bit of grace.
Enough.
Come on.
Right. Also killed in the crash with Holly Valens was J.P. Richardson, known known as the Big Bopper.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a pony tail hanging
out. I don't know why. National what day?
It's National Signing Day, but I got excited thinking it was National Singing Day. Apparently I have trouble reading.
Maybe you should wash your eyes out a little bit there.
You know, I'm thinking the same thing.
Songs that paid tribute to these was Don McLean's American Pie.
Bye, bye, Mr. American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing the day that I died.
Last 7 minutes, I think it's 7 minutes and 14 seconds. I remember because it was a bathroom song. I was still a jock.
Bathroom song means they give you extra time to go to the bathroom.
Exactly, like MacArthur Park, stuff like that. All right, so here is the original tribute song released in 1959 by Tommy D and Carol Kay and the Teenagers. Or sadness. Some people. Do you even know, Kara, who any of these people are, by the way?
It was Waylon Jennings.
Waylon Jennings, thank you. Somebody just called with that. That's good, thank you. Do you remember any of these? You know any of these people?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely know Don McLean and the Big Bopper Chantilly Lace. It was actually one of my favorite songs when I was younger.
29 past the hour on Good Day.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects a legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
It's tax time, and that means refunds coming your way. On average, Americans expect to get approximately $2,000 back on this year's tax returns, according to a Tax Time survey by Straight Talk Wireless. But the survey also shows that 34% of Americans have regrets on how they spent or didn't spend their tax refund. I'm Risa Jill Miller. You spend a year paying taxes, so why blow your money on something you'll regret? As you look for opportunities to make your tax refund go further, ask yourself, why haven't you switched to a no-contract wireless phone plan? More than 66 million Americans said they wanted to spend less on their phone bill. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get access to the best phones on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Our no-contract unlimited plan is just $45 a month. Straight Talk phones and service plans are available exclusively at Walmart. Please see terms and conditions of service at StraightTalkSwitch.com. I'm Risa Gilman.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's 33 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with my friend Jennifer Horn, my friend Rich McFadden, your friend Doug Steffens, also known as Dudley, has the quote of the day today. If you believe in something, you got to fight for it. The assistant coach for the Golden State Warriors was talking about the fight the team is having to get peanut butter and jelly sandwiches back on their private plane. The sandwiches were banned by trainers because there's too much sugar in them. Wow. How about that for solidarity, huh?
That's a bummer. I thought, these people make me mad. Peanut butter is supposed to be so good for you.
Yeah,
come on.
It's the jelly that's got the sugar, but you
just,
well,
let's
not
split hairs.
CBJ.
No. back again. So do you think that the big politicians eat peanut butter? Can you see Ted Cruz eating a peanut butter and jelly
sandwich?
Sure,
I can.
Or
are you kidding?
The Donald eating a peanut butter
just
and jelly sandwich?
They go on stage,
Marco Rubio.
I'm not sure
Hillary
Cruz is like able to eat peanut butter because it shuts down his mouth for a couple of years. Did you see his acceptance speech? Man, it was like he had just won the presidency. He was like going for a filibuster.
God bless the people of Iowa.
He was wearing one of those astronaut diapers. He was up there for so long. Woo. Single city, man.
Governor Martin O'Malley is out. Former Governor Huckabee is out. See you later, alligator. Woo-hoo. On the Democratic side, it's still kind of hazy. Is there a clear winner there? Mrs. Clinton was ahead by ahead, as it were, if there's a horse race.
Well, as Rich mentioned, six of the caucuses, five. Was decided by a coin toss.
Yeah, it was a tie in the caucuses. So the rule is that they flip a coin, and Hillary won 5 of 5. So now she's out there saying, yep, I won.
All right, was it her coin?
Look at the coin.
Anybody look at both sides?
Coin for that.
Bill's like, here's the one I use on all my dates. Try this one.
Oh, my God. I'm in Palm Springs, California for a couple of more days. Bill Clinton was here over the weekend because he has his Bill Clinton Foundation golf tournament. He's giving the prize of $1 million to whoever it was that won. I forgot. And then there was a rumor that Barack Obama coming back to Palm Springs to look for a house on the golf course here. Wow. That's a big deal. And a lot of presidents who actually like it.
That's a nice area.
Ford had a house. The Delaware Supreme Court. Well, actually, this is not just the Delaware Supreme Court. This is the head judge of the court issued an order halting all trials in Delaware, all penalty hearings in the state of Delaware, and all lower court challenges to the death penalty in Delaware. The Supreme Court has called for the death penalty to be reviewed after the Supreme Court ruling. I would have thought it would be the other way around, but all it does is bring back around the focus on the death penalty and how it, at this point in time, doesn't have any value. It doesn't do anything. It just is vengeance, which in some cases, in my mind, is appropriate, but not often. And you have all these people who are on death row that we're paying for. You spend $1 million per inmate to go through the normal things because they're automatic challenges. They're always set up. Come on, let's just forget about it. All right, what at this point, nobody thinks about things. It's like, let's kill Obamacare. Yeah, let's have another vote. Nobody thinks that every time you take a vote, it costs $1 million for the taxpayer to go through that charade. Nobody thinks about that. And nobody thinks about what it costs to put somebody to death. It's not worth it, frankly. I don't. It isn't to me, anyway. Whatever
can we
go back to
the coin toss thing for 1 second?
Yeah, you may.
This is awesome.
What happened?
This is
what did you
great.
Find?
In one of the caucuses, okay, they have a total of 484 eligible caucus attendees, and they were recorded. Yes. But when each candidate's preference group was counted, Clinton had 240, Sanders had 179, and Martin O'Malley had 5, which made him non-viable, so he's out. So the figures add up to 424 participants, leaving 60 missing. They don't know what happened to 60 of the votes.
So when the members, this is Clinton's email?
Huh? Yeah, right. They sent him the killer in her email, and I got kicked out of the server. So when they plugged all of the numbers that they had into the machine for the formula to determine the delegate allocations, mm-hmm. Hillary received 4 of the delegates, Sanders received 3, and one of them was unassigned. So they didn't know what to do with the unassigned vote. So they called the party leader in Iowa, and he suggested the coin toss to figure out what to do with the one extra vote.
He's still on the coin toss?
And
he's still stuck on
it.
That? You still stuck on that?
It's hilarious. They couldn't count the votes, so they flipped the coin to figure out who the winner was.
There was, if I were and I bet you Bernie will say something, because he doesn't sit around on this. There was
protest.
That wasn't the only controversy I heard, too, from Iowa. I heard that Ben Carson is very ticked off at Ted Cruz, because he's saying that a lot of Ted Cruz supporters went around saying that Ben Carson was going to quit the race, and he feels like he cost him a chunk of the vote.
Yeah, I tell you, you vote for Cruz, you're voting for a lose. Lose,
I don't know
vote
about that.
For
just saying
Cruz
it's
and lose.
See what goes down.
All right, the leader of the Arizona branch of the NAACP, National Association for the Advancement of Colored People.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why they don't change that. That's an old, you don't call them colored people anymore. Right? The NAAA. It should be the National Association
of
African Americans.
There you go.
You what?
You don't call them colored people. Anymore.
National? No, yeah, but that's politically incorrect.
Yes,
National Association for the Advancement of African Americans. It should be the NAAA.
That just has become the new term.
Okay. Anyway, this guy is a moron. He's doing a television interview, tells the reporter she has nice hoo-hoos.
Oh. Except he used not that word. He used, like, the T word. Not
yeah,
very classy.
He used the T word. Yeah, very classy. Smart guy, huh? Whew. Where do these people come from? Richie, I've been doing a study.
Yeah? What'd you find?
What do you mean? Well, hold on a second. Wait a minute. Why did you laugh when I said I've been doing
this? Just because you've been reading in the bathroom, that doesn't make a study.
I can't wait to hear what your study says.
That's what I was reading in the bathroom. Where'd that come from?
That's your library, isn't it? The traveling library?
The airplane and the bathroom are the only places you read. We all know.
The Seven Research Center, the SRC.
Don't tell Meredith that. Oh, my God.
Meredith, leave me alone. I'm busy in here. I'm making big discoveries.
Big thoughts. That's a little crude. Okay. What I was studying before I was so rudely interrupted is the problem with getting good concert tickets.
I dropped my highlighter.
Oh. The reason why you can't get reasonably priced tickets to major events is the system is rigged.
Yep.
So the Attorney General in New York State has charged Primo ticket, all of these, there are about 15 different companies in New York that are in somehow, some way, some fashion related to all the other, you know, the big ticket, Ace and StubHub and whomever. But we all know this is going on. I tried to get tickets to see Adele because I thought either we'll go to L.A. and see it or we'll go to the concert in Boston. And they were, when they were on sale, like $270. This is what they were charging for the tickets when they put them up for sale. And within 17 minutes, every single ticket that was available for every single Adele show was sold. Now, you tell me how that gets done without something crooked going on. Everybody knows it. You go online after that to find Adele tickets. Some of them were $700. Then there were $1,400. Now you find tickets available for Adele tickets. $4,600 for some of the seats in Los Angeles.
10 million?
What?
8 million? And you got 30,000 seats.
About 14 again.
Okay. Yeah. So you got 30,000 seats. Boom. Everybody gets on the internet at the same time, and within a few seconds, it's done.
You don't believe that.
A lot of brokers are picking it up.
No,
of course they are.
I believe brokers are picking them up, but I also believe
70% of tickets for two Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake shows at Yankee Stadium available only through pre-sale events. And they say that's no good either. I don't know what that means. What's a pre-sale
if
event?
American Express is one of the sponsors of a lot of these big concerts. And if you're an American Express card holder, you can buy the day before they go on sale to the public.
Yeah, typically like with Citibank and with American Express, they'll send you a
pre-offer. So why
is that
no good?
I actually like it because I have those cards.
Yeah,
and so, a lot of the country concerts I go to.
See, I don't have a problem with that. I got a problem with these people buying them all up and then reselling them.
Yeah, me too.
And I think there's something illegal about it. There ought to be something illegal about it.
And the long and the short of it is I'm going to go see Robert Randolph and the Family Band at the State Theater for $30, and I can buy a ticket out front the night of, so I don't really care about it.
But who knows who Robert Randolph is?
I do, and that's all I care about.
There you go, Richie.
I don't go see the big concerts anymore because of this. I'm not going to pay $300 and $400. I've never seen Prince because I will not pay $300 to see him.
Too much money.
That's like Madonna.
Yeah.
I would love to go see Madonna, but
I spent that
kind
of dough to see Madonna.
We
saw Barry Manilow last year. See, we went to a bunch of concerts last year, and they were all pretty doggone expensive. And most of them were resale. I don't think there were any of them, but maybe the Beach Boys as an exception. I think that was through one of the secondary, the StubHub Air Ace ticket, that kind of outfit. So, in a moment, a study on the sales of marijuana here in America. It's 44 minutes past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I'm Bob Dorigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Ask any child what the best part of their school day is, and they'll likely tell you it's recess. That's true whether a child goes to a traditional school or is homeschooled. But now a lawsuit filed against a husband and wife who homeschool their children is taking all the fun out of recess for their kids. Andrew and Kelly Counts began homeschooling their children in Plano, Texas in 2014. With the permission of the city and their neighborhood association, they put a playhouse and swing set in their backyard for the kids to enjoy during study breaks. Unfortunately, they soon found out that their neighbors weren't happy with the sound of kids playing. First, the neighbors began playing vulgar and offensive music when the kids used their playhouse. Then, the neighbors sued them for upsetting what they called their tranquil quality of life. Let's be fair, it sounds like a certain set of neighbors need a lesson in how to settle disputes like adults. If that doesn't work, maybe the judge can give them a timeout. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Are sharks keeping you out of the water? Well, I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why you have way more to fear on land next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Thanks to Hollywood, sharks are easily the most feared creatures in the sea. The truth is, you have a much better chance of being struck by lightning or winning the lottery than being bit by a shark. Way more people die from car accidents, bee stings, falling coconuts, and even champagne corks than shark attack. So yeah, with proper perspective and a little common sense, you might be safer in the water than on land. Dive into DAN.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, especially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
48 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Joe is in El Paso listening to KTSM, has a ticket story. When's the last time you went to an event and had to buy a ticket through the normal means, Joe?
Good morning, Doug. Well, first of all, I was a school teacher, and for the last 25 years, I've been supplementing my income by providing so-called ticket scalpers with tickets. And the issue is not the ticket scalpers at this point. It's the issue is a Ticketmaster. Since Barack Obama, in the second year of his term, allowed them to merge with Live Nation, they have a legal monopoly. They're the ticketing agent, they're the ticket distributor,
yep.
They own the venues, and yep. They scalp their tickets themselves through TicketsNow.com, which is owned by Ticketmaster.
So this is an Obama conspiracy.
No, it's not Obama conspiracy, sir. It's the fact that if you just Google Live Nation hiring Rahm Emanuel, who was Obama's right-hand man at the time, as a CEO assistant, and he has no experience in ticketing. Now there is a way for people to get tickets.
Rahm Emanuel worked for whom?
His brother was hired by Live Nation to get this merger through.
Rahm Emanuel's brother was running Live Nation. Now there may be a conspiracy here.
To get this deal through. But there is a way for fans to get tickets. And there's certain venues, one by East Santa Barbara Bowl. There's a Cajun Dome in Lafayette. There's the Pan Am Center here near me in Las Cruces. And the simple way to get tickets is on the pre-sales, you limit the buyers to the area code within 90-mile radius of the stadium, and the stadium get a lot of the tickets for their own on-sale, the day of the on-sale.
This is the way it ought to be done. Yeah. Is that what you're suggesting?
That. Yeah, it could easily be done, but Live Nation does not want to do that at Ticketmaster. But they enjoy this. They enjoy the pre-sales because they see what the ticket scalpers are buying, and that way they can adjust the prices for the on-sale through their, quote, dynamic pricing. But like I said, there's certain venues, and there's like about 30 around the nation that do that. They keep it a lot more.
The Justice Department, we do have a lot of problems with this sort of thing. The Antitrust Department is asleep at the switch, and it depends on who pays what. In other words, contributions to campaigns go a long way to influencing these decisions. You may be on the right path here, Joe. Thanks for
I got a history of emails with Nathan Hubbard, the old CEO of Live Nation in Los Angeles, and I was fighting the merger the whole time because I'm able to go into a show on the day of the on-sale and at a ticket outlet and see how many of those seats are there. And since the merger, approximately what, 5-6 years ago, has been less and less and less.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. I'll never get to see Prince, obviously, because I'm not going to pay the $400 for it. So it's 51 past the hour on Best 7 Seats.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is the right place, the right time. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day program with a focus on travel. In a moment, we're having a conversation, as usual, with Pauline Frommer, who comes from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommer Travel Guides, with some tips on how to get the best deal at some of the theme parks around the country. Stay tuned for that here on Good Day.
Control, this is QO1. Side hatch is secure.
QL1, this is Control. We copy, showing normal cabin pressure. Over.
Control, this is QL1. Do you like mortgages?
That's a negative, QL1. Over.
Control, do you like rockets?
That's affirmative, QL1. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Of course you are, Control. Everyone likes rockets. Control, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Pauline Frommer is here from Frommers.com. Always good to have you because of your insight, Pauline. The Frommers.com website is carrying an article about the theme parks that are raising admission prices. Do they price as to the day, activity, what's going on? Is it a constant price? What happens?
Well,
it used to be that there was one price for every day of the year, but Universal has changed the paradigm. Universal, as you may know, is the home of Harry Potter World, so very, very popular theme park. And just this week, they introduced surge pricing, which means that on the most popular days of the year, you're going to pay more. They put up a calendar. They didn't even send out a press release. We just happened upon this because we were researching this for one of our guidebooks. They put out a new calendar, and it shows different dates. Now, you know if Universal's doing it, Disney's going to be next. Who knows if the Six Flags parks will follow. It's very smart for them to do. It's terrible for consumers, but it makes a lot of sense for them because they know they can get that extra cash, and so they will.
That's like the airlines do the same thing. The hotels do the same thing. Car rental companies do the same thing. It's all about when you use them. I rented a car this weekend in Boston. Last time I rented one was about a month or so ago, and it was $47 a day. The one I'm renting today, $17 a day.
Well, at least it works in your favor this time.
Yeah, exactly. The snow keeps people from coming in.
The thing that worries me is I think it'll mean that in the off-season, when it used to be less crowded at the theme parks and a more pleasant experience, those who are pinching pennies, and many families are, they're going to be going then. So it may mean that what used to be off-season will soon no longer be that. We'll see.
All right. Some other things that are included in my weekly overview of what's going on at the Fromer's website. Getting a reservation at the most popular restaurants. What's the best way to do that? How do people do that?
Well, the best way to do it is figure out what their rules are and follow them to a T. A lot of them will allow you to get a reservation if you call exactly 1 month in advance. There's this crazy restaurant in New York City where you not only have to call exactly 1 month in advance, you have to call right at midnight. So you got to stay up to make that reservation. That's the best way. If you're going to a hotel and you have a specific place you want to stay or eat, I should say, often the concierge can get you in. I don't suggest getting general advice from the concierge because sometimes they'll push you where they get a kickback. And then there are some new sites like Resy. It's actually an app.com where you pay a little bit, like a $5 fee for a reservation, or at really popular restaurants, you say that you'll pay 5% or 10% over the menu price. Believe it or not, people are doing that to get reservations at restaurants.
A few seconds, Pauline Vuel. Speaking of technology, you've written about a novel device for sharing Wi-Fi when you're in an airplane. How's that work?
Yeah, it's a new device. It's available on Amazon, and what it does, it's kind of ingenious. It becomes your own little routing system, so you could share the Wi-Fi with your seatmate, and the airline would be none the wiser.
Yeah. All right, get that detail at Fromers.com, Pauline Fromer, Fromers.com, the home of the Fromers Travel Guides, which are excellent no matter where in the world you want to be. They've got the information for you. Here on Good Day, it's 59 past the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.